Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
So here's my thing, and I don't. This is why I can never be married again. I have this issue with my house is like.
There are other reasons too.
Not just one. I just wanted to throw that in there since you brought it up.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Agree? Agree? Disagree? Disagree? Text NATO BJ and Jamie 51059.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday.
Hey.
Hey.
I was told.
Hey.
That this computer would be working today.
Yeah, well, guess what? Not today.
I was told the computer would work today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not going to happen.
What happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right. Remember, I had big hopes and dreams.
We've explained this several times, but if you've not heard it over the past week or so, a couple of weeks ago, we got hit by lightning.
Like hardcore.
Maybe it was a week ago. I'm not sure. It was a Sunday afternoon.
It was like forever.
And it basically knocked out all the computers, knocked out the Wi-Fi around here, and we've had nothing since. And you're probably thinking to yourself, you know, you should really think of it this way. And you, the listener, if you haven't already, that's pretty remarkable that Jamie and I have pulled off the shows that we've pulled off.
Yeah, you should be giving us kudos right now.
Under the circumstances that we've been playing with over the past week and a half. Right. Can you imagine in your life if you had no internet whatsoever?
Yeah. Imagine doing your job without the internet, interweb.
We can't look up anything. We can't do any kind of show research.
Yeah.
It's just
us and you.
It's very difficult for us to get audio program.
Well, we can't get audio, but we can look up stuff on our phones.
Yeah, we can do that, But the audio portion is a big part of the show, too. So we've been limited there for the past week and a half. But you know what? We've been here and we've pulled it off.
We have delivered,
people. Yeah, yeah. You see the bad news?
Well,
I hate to hear this.
Know what?
The dog. He's in the hospital.
The dog?
Chest pains.
Oh.
The bounty hunter.
I was like, what dog?
Yeah, what rotten luck for him, huh?
Yeah.
They're saying he may need bypass.
Oh, God.
Surgery.
Really?
Yeah.
That is rotten luck.
I'm looking at, let me look at this post here. This was late yesterday. Dog the bounty hunter, hospitalized this weekend. So it must have happened like Sunday or so. Suffering from a heart attack.
Oh, wait, he had a heart attack?
Jeez.
The one I saw, it just said heart problems.
TMZ says heart attack. And then, just a few hours ago, on the Duane Dog Chapman Twitter feed,
dear God,
somebody says, I can confirm dog is under doctor's care right now. He's resting comfortably. Thank you for all your well wishes. Please keep him coming.
But this is bad.
It's like a rep for Duane Dog Chapman. So the dog himself can't even write this stuff. So he's possibly doesn't. Well, I would just assume that if it's not a horrible situation, he'd have his phone and he'd be doing the tweeting.
Right.
But he's notorious for that.
But he can't even tweet.
No, he can't tweet. That tells you how bad the situation is.
That is bad.
You can't tweet, Jamie White.
You can't tweet, yeah. I haven't tweeted in a long time. It's not that I can't, though, but I just haven't.
Right.
But, well, thankfully, I can tweet.
He's extremely active on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Because I follow him, and it's just so entertaining.
But right now it's not.
But
sounds
now
like, it sounds very sad.
Oh, somebody's taken over the Twitter account.
Wow, well, way to come out of the gates with that. I was having fun until you brought up the heart attack by the dog.
That's a very viable story.
Nobody said it wasn't viable. I'm just saying way to come out of the gates with like...
I didn't say he had died.
No, I know. But, you know, we were like frolicking and having fun. And it's just like, it's that three thing that you're worrying me. I'm getting worried about. You know what I mean?
I really wasn't having fun.
Fair enough.
So for me, it fit.
Fair enough.
We'll be right back.
Fair enough.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also heard on the radio.com all over the country. Yeah, that's right. Here in America.
God.
Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice 105.9.
It's BJ and Jamie. Going to be around 87 degrees today. Little to no chance of rain, though. And then it cools off.
You know what's crazy? God, I hate it when I plan things and they're all wrong. So, you know, I'm a single mom or whatever, and so you have to plan stuff ahead in advance, right? And so this weekend, I was going to Grand Lake. And so I made sure that my son's dad was picking him up after school on Friday, had him for the whole weekend. Everything was all, you know, buttoned up.
Right.
I was like, okay, I got it. It's all solid. It's next weekend.
It's not this weekend. It's the following weekend.
I'm so mad.
What's that? The 27th and 28th?
27th. Yeah, it's the 27th.
How do you confuse that?
I don't know.
Do you realize, and I don't say this in a bad way, okay?
But
do you realize?
When you start it with, I don't do this, but that means
No.
Yes. That's the rule. That is the rule in English language. If you start a thing that says, da, 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 but, you know what that means? I do mean this.
Look, I get what you're saying, but I find this interesting because do you realize that certain people like myself cannot even relate to that?
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
And most people shouldn't.
No. I'm serious, though. That there's no way that if I had a trip planned, especially with 20-something people, okay?
Yeah.
And there's no way that I would be off by a complete
weekend. Guess what?
Do you understand? Some people just can't even fathom what you're talking about.
Especially single moms have to make all this planning because I had to plan it all out. And I was like reiterating, I really need to hear from you. You got to pick him up Friday, right? Because you're in charge of him all weekend. I won't be here. I won't have any kind of contact. And he's like, I got him. And then yesterday I was like, oh, because I texted my friend. I go, hey, what am I supposed to bring up there? And she says, you know, it's not this weekend. It's the next weekend.
Oh, geez. Now, does this throw off the dad? Does it throw off his complete September?
I don't know because I'm afraid to look at the email.
Because he, if he made his plans.
Yeah.
What if he had, let me ask you a question, okay? Let's say that he had plans to take his wife.
Right.
Baby.
Yeah.
And they're going to go off to Disneyland. Okay.
Yeah.
And they'd already planned it because you'd already worked your plans with your kid.
Ooh.
What do you do now?
Well, I got a K.
Oh, okay.
So here's the text I sent him, and then I got a K back.
No, that's not good because it blows my whole question out.
I know, but he's
see. Because now it's like, okay, no problem.
See?
Does this guy not have a job? Now I'm on his case. How can you be so available?
I got the K.
Does he work?
I wrote that whole thing.
Does he actually work?
I wrote the whole thing explaining everything. Look at that text. I'm like, look, I thought it was this day. I thought it was that day. And then he writes back K. All right. So he does have that. Okay.
Anyway. He works?
Yeah.
That's great. So he is available for the following weekend, not this weekend.
But I'm in charge of snacks.
You are?
I need help with this.
So how many people are we talking?
Like, I think there's 24 people going.
24 people? You need snacks and peeps. Maybe we put this up to Texano.
I think we do.
Now, I think you make their trip miserable.
Why?
I think you take like kale, celery.
Right.
Stuff people don't like.
Like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Pork rinds.
Yeah, pork rinds.
Although some people love pork rinds.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
It's kind of a hit and miss in the world of snacks.
No, I like pork
rinds. Okay. But now that I have, because I thought it was on Friday, but now that I have, 10 days, I can really get going. Maybe yeah. this is like my culinary debut in the world of snacks.
Culinary debut.
Like maybe I make fun ones, like stuff that looks like, you know, like, Halloween-y stuff.
You're not going to make anything. Maybe you might buy it.
Maybe I do like the marshmallow with little pretzels coming out of each leg right. so it looks like a spider.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. You know what? I now, where was it? Was I King Supers or Safeway? I don't remember. But one of the two are now selling those Dots pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Ace Hardware pretzels
I've been talking about?
I love those.
So bring those.
Those are the best. Get you a couple of bags of those. You're going to love
those. That's not really my culinary debut. I think you're missing my point.
No, I get your point. You can also add that to the equation.
Okay, but like,
you're not going to do the culinary thing. I know you. You're going to get down to Thursday of next week, and you're going to have absolutely squat.
Why don't you believe in me for once?
Because I know you.
Why don't we think about some things that we could do that are themey? For Halloween, right? I know you can do something with Rice Krispie squares. What can you do with those? You can mold them into ghosts.
Yeah, you can do ghosts, Rice Krispie squares. I'm sure there's something out there. You can make some eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know what you use. Maybe the center of, like, egg yolk.
Right.
After a boiled egg.
Oh, that's good.
Turn those into eyeballs.
Yeah, good. I like what you did there.
Yeah, I mean, they're delicious, aren't they? You're going to love those. I don't know what your plans are. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't care.
Wow.
You know, here's what you should do. You should run to...
You're the culinary expert, and I was leaning on you.
Well, I'm going to give you a tip right now. Go to Costco.
Okay.
Go to Costco.
All right.
Because Costco right now has just tons of, like, muffins, all kinds of different...
That doesn't feel snacky.
Snacky. That's snacky. A muffin is snacky.
That feels breakfasty.
Really? Yeah. A muffin is breakfast. I feel like
now we have people doing breakfast, lunches, and dinners. I want to step on any muffin toes.
Okay. All right, get Capri Suns. I don't know what you do.
No, that's in the drink department. Now that's all. Now I'm stepping on drink toes.
Oh my God.
I'm only snacks.
Buy some Twizzlers.
I just snacks. Fine. Jeez. Just the big vat of them. Snack time.
I can't believe you got the complete weekend wrong.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable to me. I don't even know. I can't even fathom how you do that.
Well, I did it. And so I'm quite proud.
Right.
So we can just move on.
Now, what's the occasion?
Nothing. Nothing. Just
24 people are getting together grand late for no occasion whatsoever.
No occasion. It's just
no end of summer party.
This guy has a huge house there and he has parties there. So that's it.
How'd you get invited?
Right. Because a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend's mother's sister's brother's aunt's uncle's sister's niece owns the joint.
Oh, so you're close.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're close to this
person. So that's how I got invited.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get invited for this. Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Why?
Well, I'm just, and as long as I've known you, I've never known of your, a 24-person Grand Lake excursion
it's
before.
It's never happened. I've never gone
that's
up there.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, this is my first
time. I mean, it's all brand new.
And it is new.
And that's...
I have new friends.
Kind of like you, but kind of not like you.
It's
you know?
All a new, I'm getting a new genre of friends.
Yeah.
I'm surrounding myself with...
Are they rich?
I think the man that owns the place does pretty well.
How big's the house? What's it worth? Let's Zillow it. Do you have the address?
No, I
want to Zillow it. Let's see what it's worth.
But what? You can't. I don't have the address. I'm not. Yeah. Well, let's.
Well, you can get it.
I can get it.
Get it. Let's look it up.
Wow.
I want to look up the house. Let's see what the value. We're not going to give out the address.
Well, I know, but still,
let's look up the value of the house.
I want to. Aunt's brother's aunt's niece. They know who I am.
Well, there's no harm. People look up houses all the time.
I know, right?
I mean, that's very...
Oh, my God.
My wife does that. Oh,
I do, too.
Do you? Yes. I think it's a woman thing.
You know what was crazy?
What?
And I'm not going to say what... So my son has an elementary teacher, and she sent me a thank you note for something I got her.
Yeah.
I Zillowed her house. Dude, she's loaded!
You're kidding.
Her house is like $4 million.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like fourth grade teacher.
Yeah. Usually when somebody has a $4 million home, it's not all in mortgage.
Well, yeah,
they own the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not something to bank on.
So here's what I've learned about sending thank you notes. Don't put your return address in the left-hand corner. If it doesn't make it, it doesn't make it. Because otherwise, they're going to Zillow your house.
Everybody does it.
I know.
Everybody does it. Anytime I see a house that sells in the neighborhood, we're always looking it up. Or let's see, there was somebody that we ran into that we hadn't seen in a long time, and they had moved. They bought a new house, and we started looking them up.
Yeah.
And it was none of our business.
I know, but you
none of our business. But we're like, I wonder what they bought. I wonder if they moved on up. I wonder if they went backwards. I'm curious,
I know.
But we do that out of, I don't know what it is. It's some.
But everybody does it. You're not alone. I mean, everybody does. It's just really? It's a weird thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
All right, quick
but
break
you know,
here.
The only thing I hate about my Zillow on my house,
what?
Not on my cabin, but on my real house, is that it shows that it only has three bathrooms. And it has more than three bathrooms. I have four.
There's no way to correct it?
No. I guess I could.
Does that bother you?
Well, yeah, because it looks weird. Like, why would you only have three bathrooms for it?
I don't think anybody cares.
I care.
Nobody cares what Zillow says about your house.
Well, kind of, because if I ever want to resell it, it's
the only,
like...
The only thing we look up is value. Okay. That's all people look up.
Okay, fine.
Now, if you want to sell it, your listing will change it.
I still think it looks weird. Like, why would that girl only have three bathrooms in that house? That's weird.
Oh, my God. Third world problems.
I'm just saying, like...
Jamie White.
Like your house, okay? I mean, I looked up your house. Nice return.
You're so full of it. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Nice.
My house right now needs a lot of work.
Did you ever call that Jack, whatever his name
no.
is? What's his name, Jack?
Jack Squat.
No. The concrete jack people.
No, I haven't yet.
Turbo Jack?
No, I haven't yet. I got to do that. I got to get on that.
We've been
I gotta
talking
fix
about
that
for
foundation.
A long time.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
I'm just tired.
I know.
Can't help it.
It's fine.
I just don't have time.
Okay.
I'm tired,
super busy.
You know?
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice.
Oh. What's you and I, Flamingo?
What? Why are you playing this?
A little Dancing with the Stars. It was on last night.
Oh, it was?
It was the season premiere.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Check out the music.
Wait,
come on,
did you
tango.
Watch it or something? Because you've
watched,
never cared about it in your life.
I watched a little bit of it. And the only reason I bring it up... Man, you're a good dancer.
I really am.
Let me twirl you. Ooh, oh, wow.
The fact that you're talking about Dancing with the Stars and I had no idea it was on is troubling.
Man, do you know, it's so true, do you know who really sucked last night with Dancing with the Stars?
Let me guess, Lamar Odom.
Oh,
was it bad? Did you get to see him?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Poor guy can't get out of his own way.
What is
he's
that
too
even?
Tall.
He's just
his legs. He's got too much legs.
So he's just not coordinated.
No. You would think for an NBA basketball player, former, yeah. that he would have all the coordination because a lot of times pro athletes win that event, right? I mean, Emmitt Smith won it.
Yeah, because usually
seasons
they're
back.
Coordinated. They take ballet lessons, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Poor Lamar.
Oh,
he's so tall. He towers
I'm so
over
so proud
his...
of you. So you watched it?
Well, I didn't watch it. I was flipping through the channels. I didn't even know it was on.
Yeah.
So I'm flipping through right, because guys. Frog wants to see Puppy Dog Pals. Uh-huh. I want to see Monday Night Football. And that channel was somewhere in between.
And
so that's how I stumbled upon it.
Oh, this
but I watched
just,
Lamar Odom. And Lamar.
Just hand it to me. He got the worst score of the night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the scoring. It had to be because it was just so bad.
Oh, no.
He would have been better off if he had been dancing. He'd been on that short gurney that he was on when he was in Vegas. Remember
they
that?
They should have just like
they
twirled
just put
him around.
They put him on a gurney and just let him twirl. Yeah, just roll him around.
Wow. Yeah, that's not nice. I'm pretty sure.
Who had the top score?
James Van Der Beek.
I don't know him.
I don't either. I'm sure you say it just like that.
Who
too.
Had the highest score of anybody that we would know?
Hannah Brown. Hannah, remember?
Did I know her?
The Bachelorette. Hannah.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Remember, she was like crying all the time. I'm all and I'm all.
No, it's good that I don't know her.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So Hannah had the second highest score. Lauren Elena, I think she's a country singer. Sailor Brinkley. That's Christy Brinkley's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Because Christy Brinkley broke her arm or something. So,
she did?
Yeah, so here's, hold on.
What happened there?
I didn't know we were going to talk about that. Hold on.
I just wanted to bring up Lamar.
Christy Brinkler, Christy Brinkley's broke her arm during rehearsals for Dancing with the Stars, and her daughter had to take her place. Yeah. So she had to require surgery to her wrist and her arm, and that's the whole story.
Man, I broke my wrist once.
Wendy Williams is saying that Christy Brinkley's injury is fake. Wow.
Right.
This is the TV host said that Brinkley fractured her shoulder and her wrist practicing over the weekend. Well, that looked fake as hell, says Wendy Williams. She speculated that she allegedly plotted her injury to help get her daughter, Sailor Brinkley, in the competition. Wow.
What the hell does Wendy Williams have to do with
that? I don't know.
Why is she commenting?
I have no idea.
That's worse than me commenting. Wendy Williams? She's not on the show.
I know.
So who gives a rat's?
Isn't that kind of mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
especially if it's broken.
And especially if she had surgery.
Yeah, you don't call foul on that unless you know for sure that it was faked.
Yeah, that was pretty bitchy.
Because I've not seen anything. Well, first of all, I didn't even know she broke her wrist.
Right.
But I haven't seen anything about a fake injury.
Me either. She said she wanted to make her daughter put her in the public eye because she hasn't been, you know, in the public eye. Sailor.
So wait a minute. So they're claiming, Wendy Williams is claiming that Christie Brinkley got on the show.
Fell down.
And fell down on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Claimed she broke her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So that she could backdoor her daughter into the show for stardom.
Yes. That's what Wendy Williams is saying. I'm just reading it.
I don't know.
That seems like a lot of work.
It sure does.
I mean,
for Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly.
Of all shows.
And by the way, Sailor, it's kind of sad. So Christie Brinkley has two daughters, one with Billy Joel and one with that cook guy. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. What do you mean?
So she had one with
Billy Joel. Right.
And then one with the handsome cook guy.
Oh, so you must have thrown the word in there, handsome, for a reason.
You know what I mean?
About
it's kind of, yeah.
So you're saying that the Billy Joel daughter
is
not up to snuff with the other daughter in looks and attractiveness.
I'm just saying it's kind of, it's
because
like,
Christie Brinkley's beautiful.
Beautiful,
just
right.
Just gorgeous.
Right, and then that cook
still
guy.
Still is.
And that cook guy is gorgeous too.
He is.
And then you bring a baby in, one looks more like Billy Joel and one looks like cook guy.
Who's cook? Is it Dane Cook? Is that?
No, he's not even famous. He's just some kind of developer or something. He was much younger than Christie Brinkley. Very, very handsome man. And so she had Sailor with this guy. Now he's with some chick that's like 20 years old or whatever. He's really good looking.
Yeah, I got to look up the two daughters.
Oh,
just to see.
And just
hang on one second.
Just saying, like,
putting Christie Brinkley's daughters.
But one's really talented. Like Billy Joel's daughter, super talented. So it's far more important to have all that talent because she's a musical genius. I'm just saying, I feel bad for her sometimes when they do photo shoots.
Yeah.
You know, because they all like do photo shoots together. And there's Christie, there's Sailor. And Alexa, or whatever her name is.
Oh, here's the daughter, Alexa Ray.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my God! Don't do that.
Wow.
I wasn't gonna go right. like that. I wasn't doing it that way.
Ooh.
I wasn't doing it
here's
that way.
Another picture. Ooh. Wow.
This feels mean now. I feel like we're mean. Can we stop?
I would have never known any of this if it hadn't been for Jamie White.
No, I'm just saying that when they do photo shoots.
You can say whatever you want, but you're absolutely right, Jamie. Look at this picture.
I always feel bad.
Wow.
Listen, I was the ugly sister. I know how it feels. My sister is far more beautiful than I ever was. And so, yeah, I know what she looks like. thanks, Schmidl.
Schmidl. You got hair. Look, take a look at this. Oh, wow.
But I was the ugly sister. Like, my sister had boobs, and my sister was, like, so hot. So I know. I can talk about this because I know.
Yeah,
see?
And here's the way I see it, though. I'm looking at her picture here, and she looks a lot like her dad. That explains a lot, I guess. But, you know, I mean, your dad is Billy Joel.
Right.
Your mom is Christie Brinkley.
Exactly.
You know what? You can't have it all. You can't have the looks and everything.
And she's a musical genius.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't have it all. I mean,
exactly.
she's loaded with talent.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's the piano woman.
So yes, exactly.
He's the piano man.
We're fine, anyway.
Yeah, so yeah, it works out. So it all evens out. And the other daughter, she's beautiful. She looks like mom.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. She probably has no talent whatsoever.
She's probably dumb as a brick.
Probably. So it all evens out at the end, right?
All right, we worked that out.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
You make me laugh every day.
Jamie and BJ are unique.
They're funny.
I guess I just like BJ because Jamie's too crazy. I love her laugh. It cracks me up every single time.
On Alice 105.9. Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness. Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody just texted, and by the way, it's also in my car, so you're not crazy. Not all of our cars, if you have the smart cars. It has been saying that we've been playing a Rihanna song for a week.
Really?
The same
on
Rihanna song.
RDS?
Yes.
RDS is that little thing that scrolls on your radio that tells you what's playing on the air.
Or it'll show you the album cover or whatever.
Here's one for you, Textnado. If you have the RDS on, does it say BJ and Jamie?
No.
Because our names normally pop up on there. No. It's not on there either?
No. Not on mine.
Oh, man, we've got to put that on the priority list. We've got to fix that.
No, it just says there's a Rihanna song.
Well, that's sucky.
That's all it says. It's been there for a week.
That was the Jonas
Brothers. It doesn't
say
Slacker and Steve. It doesn't say them either. Like, because I listen to them in the afternoon. It doesn't say Carson and Amber. I listen to them when I drive home. It just says Rihanna. I mean,
for the past 3 minutes, it shouldn't have said Rihanna. It should have said, Rusty Jonas. Because right. We were playing the Jonas Brothers.
Yep.
Should have said Rusty.
So for those of you that are texting, you're not crazy. It's my phone or my car as well. And everybody, it's just a thing. Someday we'll get it back.
Oh, well.
Who knew that lightning could just take you down like this?
Don't know.
You know? I mean, that is crazy.
How long did they say Rihanna's been on there?
Well, for me, it's been a week. It's been since that crashed.
Really?
Last Saturday. You know, the week from Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I guess it could be worse. They could have, put up there like Adele.
Yeah. Somebody said that's funny because I thought my car was broken. It says Rihanna Rude Boy. Rude boy, rude boy, rude boy. Yeah. Everybody's texting. Okay, so.
Well, at least that's hip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Would you flip it on and see Rihanna? It could be something really crappy.
You're right, like Adele would be.
Yeah, like Adele. You know, you pull it up, and no matter what we're doing on air, it just says Adele.
Or what if it said Celine?
No.
Celine Dion.
So Rihanna's cool.
Yep, it says all day Rihanna. No BJ, no Jamie, but I love you guys, and it's been for over a week. All right, so you guys are just not crazy. It's just something that's... We might want to mention that to somebody. I know they won't care, but...
Again, we have so many technical issues.
That it's not on the list.
I mean, that lightning just zapped us.
I mean, fried.
It sure did.
It's crazy.
I've never seen a place affected like that.
I've never seen anybody crippled as much as we have been.
Well, for as long.
I know.
You know, I could understand if it were for a couple of days or so.
Yeah.
But, and again, I'm not blaming anyone.
No,
it's the lightning.
I know.
The lightning did it. But for this long.
But what they find out is this zapped this. And then, so we have these things, and they're called, what are those things that they put in the shelves? All the racks. They're racks of electronics. And so when they pull one thing, that piece, they're like, oh, it probably fried this. So they pull that one piece of electronics out of the rack. And then they're like, oh, wait, it's the next rack, too, and the next rack, and the next rack. Like, we just have all these racks of electronics,
right.
And it just, the system, because they're all plugged into each other, like, you know, your stereo system back in the day, it'll
I heard up to, like, something like 12 or 13 different pieces of equipment, very expensive stuff, got zapped with the lightning. And I also heard that each one of those pieces are, like, anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000. And we're having a tough time getting a loan right now. We're trying to buy new equipment.
I did hear one of them. It's not made anymore, and they have to actually rebuild it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, well, maybe it's time to get a new one.
I heard we couldn't afford it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I heard that.
That's why we go to American Financing.
We're waiting on the loan people to come back with the results of our credit check.
I like Pat. Hey, can I tell y'all? Just go through Pat at American Financing. He's the best dude ever. I love that guy.
Mm.
I really do. I love Pat. I love you, Pat.
Sounds like you do.
Great job. Great job. All right, anyway. Did you see this? Everybody's talking about it on the internet. It has gone viral. And that is carne asada for a limited time at Chipotle. It went viral yesterday.
Really?
Everybody was talking about it. Yeah. It's going to kick off. What is today's date? The 17th?
Today is the 17th.
All right, so it will be here on Thursday, September 19th.
Is Denver going to be a market for it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Because a lot of times they throw these things in test market.
No, it's everybody's going to get you. It's like the Oprah of carne asada. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know exactly what that is.
It's you do. It's steak that they feel like they cook it forever and then they thinly slice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big, nice piece
of
steak.
Is it a burrito type thing?
Well, you can have it any way you want it.
Oh.
You can have it in a burrito.
I'll do the burrito.
You can have it in a bowl. You can have it however you want. You can just pick it up and eat it.
Hmm.
It's delicious.
All right, looking forward to it.
Yeah, so it starts Thursday, and it's a limited time only. As we told you, Christie Brinkley's daughter, Sailor, has her place on Dancing with the Stars. She took her mom's place because her mom broke her arm. Wendy Williams says it's all a lie, and that Christie Brinkley just wanted her daughter, Sailor, to be famous. That is so rude.
Sounds to me like Wendy Williams is trying to start some crap.
I know, why?
Right?
Yeah, why is she doing that?
I mean, is she trying to pick a fight with Christie Brinkley?
I don't know.
And if Christie Brinkley's got an injured hand, she can't be in a fight.
Well, right.
You know?
It also seems to me like Christy Brinkley seems pretty nice. Like, why would you want to pick a fight with her?
Yeah, I don't know why.
She's not mouthy or anything.
Is it just to make headlines or something?
Yeah, right?
Jeez. None of Wendy's business.
Anyway, everybody's waiting for this day. We should have a party.
For what?
The Mask.
The Mask? When is that?
Premieres September 25th.
Oh, it's next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have a party?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, I'll do it.
Is that on a Wednesday?
I'm not sure. Well, what's the date again?
September 25th.
September 25th would be Tuesday, wasn't it? Yeah, Tuesday, I think. No. Wednesday. You're right. Wednesday.
Okay. Anyway, let's have a party.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. The Mask.
Yeah. Let's do it at Lodos.
Yeah. Lodos. Highlands Ranch. We'll be there. Upper deck.
Right.
All the TVs on the Mask.
It'll be great. It'll be absolutely
Fox
great.
Has to be excited about this because I think it's going to be huge
I
for them.
Know.
And you know, last year, remember we ran into the marketing director, Chris,
yep.
down at Fox 31. Remember how happy he was that they had the Mask?
Oh, they're so happy.
Oh, my God. And it came out of nowhere. I mean, this became a hit show
well,
out of nowhere.
We all thought it was going to be stupid.
And they, by the time the season was getting to the finale, Fox loved it. They couldn't believe they had the Mask. And now I think it's going to be even bigger.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And those costumes are, those are Emmy Award winning.
They're nice.
Those are real, real nice. Comedian Shane Gillis is out at Saturday Night Live.
Oh, this is crappy.
Shane Gillis is out at Saturday Night Live before he even got to appear on an episode. Can you imagine his parents?
He only worked there for 4 days.
His parents have been telling everybody, our son got a gig on Saturday Night Live. They're all happy, right? And they're like, yeah, he sure did. Well, I guess, I don't really, well, you know more than I do, I think.
Well, this guy, you know, he's a successful comedian. But he's not to the caliber of like a Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle or something like that. So you have to figure for him to land the spot at SNL.
Huge.
It's a career changer for him. And it was announced a few days ago, I don't know, maybe less than a week ago, that he was the new a new cast member for them. Well, that, here we go. They start digging into his past, and they find a podcast that he did where he used racial and homophobic slurs. And that's what's come back to bite him. 4 days later, he's fired from the show. So there goes all the hopes and dreams. Now, here's what I don't understand. Because I've been to, let's see, who was it I saw? Who's the guy that was in the car wreck with Walmart? Comedian? Tracy Morgan.
Right.
I went to see Tracy Morgan at Comedy Works. Guys, I'm telling you, right? You've never seen a more disgusting in-your-face show. Every political correctness thrown out the window. The way he speaks. Yeah, but I thought that's just the way it is with comedy. That you get by with this with comedy. Because you're using it, you know, as parody for the most part. And here's a guy that's a comedian who did a podcast, which you have to go on and log into and subscribe to. And he used these terms, and now it got him fired.
His parents are not happy. They were all bragging around. Well, you're not the only one that, actor, comedian, and former Saturday Night Live star, Rob Schneider, our buddy.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider.
We like Rob.
Yeah, defended him in a tweet. As a former SNL cast member, I'm sorry that you had the misfortune of being a cast member during this era of cultural unforgiveness, where comedic misfires are subject to the intolerable inquisition of those who never risk bombing on stage themselves.
Yeah, so, I think this is a really slippery slope. When you have comedians that you have to pay to go in and either pay-per-view or go to a club and see them, or you got to subscribe to their podcast or whatever, I think it's everything's fair game in the world of comedy, isn't it? But I guess not. He lost his job.
I know, because, I know what you're saying. Because if you're sitting around with your friends, and even with my gay friends, we make gay jokes.
Yeah.
You know,
but that could come back to bite you if somebody ever recorded it.
Right, exactly.
Even though in the setting, everybody was having
a great time.
And nobody was offended.
No.
But all of a sudden, that audio gets out and everybody's, they're just appalled.
Oh, my God.
That you use that language, even in a closed setting, you know?
Exactly. That's
and then you're fired. Yeah, you're ruined.
That is a scary part.
Yeah,
isn't
I do.
It?
I don't know if I agree with this.
Yeah, but my friends are gay. We were all. I got called into it.
Not only that, doesn't it sound a little bit hypocritical? I mean, think about what Saturday Night Live. They make fun of everybody.
Well, remember Head Wound Harry?
Yeah.
That wasn't funny to people with head wounds.
No.
Like Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan has a head wound.
Yeah, he got shot with a paintball right in the forehead. Yeah.
Remember
a big old dot.
Remember that Head Wound Harry episode where the dog started eating that head wound?
Ugh. No, I don't remember that. I'm glad.
I remember being like 12 years old, and it literally scarred me for life. Yeah, but they make fun of everything.
They make fun of everybody, everyone.
Yeah.
Short people, tall people. They make fun of everything. Dumb people.
Yeah. Anyway, Dog the Bounty Hunter hospitalized with chest pain. Dog the Bounty Hunter was hospitalized this weekend after suffering from chest pain. The reality TV star was taken to a hospital in Colorado. He has been under much stress, obviously, after his wife Beth died a few months ago from cancer. His store was broken into then after that, and crooks made off with some of Beth's personal items. Dog nearly fell victim to a $430,000 check scam out of Dubai after that. And on top of that, now he's doing promotional stuff, so he's exhausted. TMZ reports that Dog was released from the hospital late last night and resting at home.
You know what we should do?
Yes.
It's right here in town.
Yes, yes.
We should send an edible arrangement. I mean, let's put some pineapple on a stick for the dog.
Right? And it's healthy. It's good for his heart. It's heart health.
Yeah, sure is. Shows we care. PJ and Jamie.
Right.
We should look into this.
Hey, Schmidl, will you find out where Dog is? And he's out of the hospital now.
He is out of the hospital?
It just said, TMZ reports Dog was released from the hospital late last night and resting at home.
Yeah, we need to find his, maybe his office. We can't find his home, I'm sure.
I think they taped down in Castle Rock.
Hmm.
So.
He would enjoy that.
Well, yeah, right?
I mean, I love edible arrangements.
Oh, my God. Nothing like a cantaloupe shaped like a tulip.
Yeah, the cantaloupe's good, too.
So good. And when they cut it like a tulip and put it on a stick, I'm like, oh my God, it's like I'm eating a flower, but yet I'm having fruit.
Right. And he's a Colorado guy. We've got to show her support.
Right. And then they make pineapple into like a daisy. I'm like, oh my God, is this a daisy or is this a pineapple?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, from a distance, it looks like a bouquet of flowers. But you can literally eat it. Very good for you, too.
What was that noise I just made?
I don't know.
And then finally, this, friends, is why I've made so many horrible decisions in my life.
Uh-oh.
So many. This defines me. Did you know that if you are hungry, that people that have empty stomachs and are hungry make very poor decisions?
Yeah, I believe that.
I've been hungry my whole life.
Yeah, I believe that.
I make bad decisions. You know why? Right. Not because I've had alcohol. No.
Starving.
Because I'm just hungry.
Yeah, you're starving.
So hungry. Making important decisions on an empty stomach can lead to poor choices. Hi, have you met me? My name's Jamie. I'm hungry.
Starving.
Researchers studied 50 people who were tested twice, once when they had eaten normally and once when they were starving. And guess what? Stupid stuff. They did stupid stuff.
Yeah. I believe that.
When hungry people expressed a stronger preference for smaller hypothetical rewards... to be given immediately rather than larger ones that would arrive later. So they made these, you know, choices and they're like, I'll have it right now. Like that.
You know, hunger affects people differently because for me, I can be hungry and I don't really, it doesn't really, I mean, sure, I want something to eat, but I'm not really, I don't know, I'm not disheveled in any way. My wife, on the other hand, and I know a couple of people like this, they get hangry.
Yeah.
Okay, they get that hunger, and then they get angry. It changes their entire attitude. Certain people, it really affects.
You know what's funny about, if I'm hungry, I can't sleep.
You can't?
No.
See, I can't.
Really, when you're hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, it's impossible to sleep.
I go to bed hungry all the time. I do, because, you know, I do that intermittent diet thing.
Yeah, right.
And I don't eat after 3 o'clock. I didn't eat last night after 3 o'clock.
I cannot have my stomach just hungry and eating at my brain. Like, it's like, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me that way. But people, it does people differently.
Agreed.
Some people really get just nasty when they get hungry.
Whoa, what's going on at home?
I'm just telling you. And that little frog, same way. Oh, that little kid, if he's hungry, oh, he's a terror.
Really? Yeah. A tear?
Oh, you got to throw a big beef rib at him or something.
You got to throw it at him?
You throw it at him and let him start just gnawing on it.
Isn't he 18 months?
Oh, yeah, but he's a eater.
He eats ribs.
Oh, yeah, he can eat a rib. I gave him corn on the cob last night. Oh, you should see him mow through that.
There's a lot. I would love for you and Lisa and that baby to do a reality show.
I'm telling you, he tore through that corn on the cob like it was a planer at a lumber yard. Just
why wouldn't you cut it off the cob and just put it on his tray?
Because he likes the cob.
I don't feel like he's eating a lot.
It's entertaining.
I don't know if he's getting a lot of the nutrients.
Well, he eats more cob than corn. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My God. He does. He was eating it from the wrong ear. That's all right.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Double trash.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also heard on the radio.com app. It's an absolutely free app that you can download for your iOS or your Android phone. Download radio.com. You can take us anywhere.
You really can.
All over the country.
Well, except for a girl just said that in Manila. She's in Manila. It's not working.
It's not working? Yeah. Well, that's not in America.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What? Or only in the
US. Well, that's not
US.
True because it worked in the case.
I'm just saying.
We're iffy.
Yeah.
It's not only just in America. It's the case, but not the Manila.
So there's a story this morning, and I guess Kanye West has put his foot down. He's telling Kim K, hey, Kimmy, stop putting makeup on the six-year-old.
6 years old.
Little North.
Yeah.
Wearing makeup out in public.
But it's
lipstick.
Not just makeup, you guys. It's not like how our kids, when they're six, you know, or when I was six or whatever. You know, you find your mom's lipstick and you like miss your mouth and it's all over your face. You're like, hey, I got lipstick on. No, this is being professionally put on a six-year-old.
Now, is that all that bad?
Yeah, it is.
Now, see, I don't live in the girls' world. I don't have girls. You don't have girls.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, if you're a parent and you've got daughters, how early do you start wearing makeup? Can you wear it out at 8 years old?
No, you usually wear it like, I mean, maybe your mom will let you wear lip gloss when you're 8 years old, something like that. Maybe some chapstick that's flavored. But usually it's not until like you're about 10, 12, you can wear, you know, maybe a little bit, but not so much. I mean, this is being professionally applied. She's 6 years old.
You know, I guess dad put his foot down.
Well, good, he should.
Dad,
one
Kanye.
Nice thing that Kanye's done.
That Kanye. Oh, wait a minute. Kanye's done a lot of nice things. He does a church service every
right.
Sunday.
Amen,
what
brother.
Are you talking
yes,
about?
That is true.
He's a man of God.
He is. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, she has a makeup artist do her eyeshadow and her lipstick and mascara and all. And that's just going to show that little girl really early in life she's not good enough.
Kanye runs that house.
Oh, yeah.
He wears the pants in the family.
You think so?
Yeah.
His Yeezys.
He wears Yeezy pants. He does. When Yeezy speaks, man, they all jump.
But see, it reminds me of like the pageant world. You know, when all those like the JonBenets, remember? They had
makeup on, right?
Yeah, my
full
blown boyfriend. Remember, hold on. I just got my ear caught there. Remember when I dated that Beverly Hills orthodontist guy?
Yeah.
He would make flippers for these little pageant whores all the time.
Hey. That's not cool.
Wait, sorry, that was a little aggressive.
That was a little strong. We're talking little girls.
There's a little. Well, their moms dress them like little whores. Come on.
Whoa.
They're not, but their moms like make them look like that.
Yeah, I don't understand that pageant world, especially when you're talking about 5 year old. I mean, you're right. JonBenet Ramsey, a great example of that. That's got to be like twisted for a kid, right?
Well, and that's the thing. So my ex boyfriend. So you know how you lose your tooth here and you lose your tooth here.
Yeah.
For these little girls, 6 and 7 years old, he'd make flippers, which are fake, false teeth that they put up in the roof of their mouth, and then they'd pop them right here so they would have teeth because it's not okay to have missing teeth in pageant world.
Here's the only anything close to that I dealt with, okay? My oldest son, Lee Harris, right? Yeah. My oldest son, when he was 5 years old, got a deal to model for Women's Digest.
Okay.
And they assigned him like an agent. Okay. We did a shoot. We did a couple of shoots, in fact, for the magazine that he did, you know, in different scenarios. But we did the shoot. And then, Jamie, it got so aggressive. They started calling us and demanding that we were in Tampa, Florida at the time. They started demanding that by that Friday that we needed to be in Atlanta, Georgia. Like, okay, you need to bring the kid. Let's go to Atlanta. We're going to do a shoot there and blah, blah, blah. After about, I don't know, I think one or two of these, We're like, stop, stop. We can't do this.
He's just a little kid.
He's 5 years old.
He's five.
He was five at the time. I mean, he was a beautiful kid, and he was very photogenic, but he was to the point, his mom and I looked at each other and like, we're not going to just wait on a phone call and then just have to pull up stakes and in 48 hours be at a shoot, you know, 500 miles away.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you.
Too demanding.
But that's because you guys weren't like in love with your kid and like, oh my God, he's going to be a star. Some of these people go crazy. They go crazy.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, and they really want them to be pageant queens. And I'm like, what did it get them? Yeah. They got them a scholarship for like $100. And they pay into these pageants. They pay like $1,000. Then the dresses are like $1,000. The flippers are $1,000. The hair, the makeup, they spray tan them at 6 years old.
Wow.
They spray tan them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is that so sick?
Yeah, that's over the
spray
top.
Spray tanning your kid.
It can't be good for the kid. You know?
Your color isn't even
right.
good enough.
And where does that get you? I mean, where does that get you? When the kid gets, okay, let's say you start this process at 5 and 6 years old. At what point do you have to just stop because it leads to nowhere, right? Yeah. I mean, what do you get by the time you're 18?
Why don't you ask somebody that's playing paintball at 29?
Well.
Where does it get you? Where does
it get you? Well, that's true. That's
Where does it get you?
Where does it get you, Shmadil?
Like,
does it
when
get
you're,
you anywhere?
When you're 29 and you're playing paintball and you're spending all this money and you're in debt in paintball, where does it get you?
At what Shmadil point? Went to Chicago last weekend, left here on Thursday, back here on Sunday. He told us yesterday that it cost him approximately $900, maybe $1,000 before it's all said and done. And it's money that you have to borrow for some of your paintball friends because you don't even have the cash. You keep going in debt over this thing.
Right.
And so at what point do you go, wow, this isn't really getting me anywhere? Yeah.
You're not going to be a pro one day.
Maybe. I could.
No.
There's no such thing,
you're
really.
You're washed up now. You're old.
I mean, you're out of the paintball demographic for the most part.
Like, you're the old man in the ball.
Do you feel that way?
You can play paintball until you're like 45.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think you've pushed it 6 years too long already.
I know.
45.
But let's be honest for a minute. Like, I know that you enjoy it and stuff. But after a while, like, just being really honest, after a while, and I get that it's. So it's one thing to have a hobby, but it's one thing, like, you're traveling, you're spending all this money. Like, when does it stop where you go, yeah, this really isn't getting me anywhere in life?
Probably pretty soon, to be honest.
Yeah.
When I wake up for practice, I'm like, I could like be sleeping in right now, and then I could go on a date with the money that I would save from not practicing, and it just kind of adds up. But. But
you sound to me like that you've already set your sights on you're going to stop at 45.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what it sounds. Now, here's the difference. Now, I play golf, for example. Okay?
Right.
All right, and golf's not exactly cheap. I mean, it's $75 every time you go out to play, right?
Right.
And I play probably three times a month or so it adds up.
Okay.
But it's not a travel thing. You know, I'm not packing up my clubs and headed to the airport
and
flying to Vegas.
You're also not going in debt for it.
Exactly. And it's cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars that I really can't afford. But I'm out there doing it. Instead, I mean, for example, for paintballing, you've got all the gear and everything. Can't you find a tree here to hide behind?
I mean,
that's
could.
All you need.
Just go out in a field with some trees.
You just need another guy to shoot at you and a tree to hide behind.
Right.
That's all
it's the
you
same
need.
Thing. Yeah.
And you're not dead at all. Trees are everywhere.
Right. Well, I can only play paintball for so long, too. Like, it takes a lot out of your body and all that. So, golf, you can play forever.
No. Look, there's a tree right there. You go down there, and I'll have Jamie shoot you.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
And you hide behind that tree, and boom, your paintball thrill's done.
For the day.
And if you want to, make it interesting, Jamie will keep firing, rapid fire. You try to run from that tree to that tree. Okay?
Just
without
dodge.
Without her shooting
play
you.
Play Frog or paintball.
Boom, we're done. You're not $900 in debt.
Yeah, great idea.
Cheap.
Great ideas, BJ.
I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but it's pretty
close.
I mean, you went to Chicago, got your ass kicked.
Oh, yeah.
You guys didn't even come close to winning
the
thing.
We didn't win
and
a
now
single
you're
game.
In debt. I mean, geez.
I mean, at some point.
This is pretty embarrassing.
You got to have a bigger picture.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice 105.
I had the weirdest day yesterday. I came out of the King Supers, not just a super, but it has an S on it.
Yeah, Supers.
King Supers. And I went in and it was nice and shiny and it was sunny and warm. I walked out and it's raining. It was insanity. And sunny rain. You know that weird rain where it's really sunny?
Yeah.
I thought at first it was gnats.
Yeah,
it
throws you off.
I was like, what are all the gnats out there for? But it was rain. Anyway, you had to be there. It was really crazy.
You mistaken the rain for gnats?
You know how when it's sunny, it looks weird? It doesn't look like rain?
Right.
Is that making any sense?
No.
Okay, fine. You know what else happened weird at King Soopers?
What?
Is that I bought some Michelob Ultra, but Ultra Gold organic beer.
Ultra Gold organic beer?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It has like no calories, like no carbs.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Is it new?
Some people say it doesn't even have any alcohol. It does. But
is it new?
I feel like it's new. It's been around for about a year or whatever. Anyway, I bought some. Do you know those teenage kids that work at the King Soopers? They can't even touch the receipt if it has an alcohol purchase on it. Now, I get that they can't touch the beer and move it to the other cart and all that. But she couldn't even touch the receipt and hand it to me. The 21-year-old had to touch the receipt because it has an alcohol purchase on it. Is that the craziest thing?
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either. She's like...
So just touching the thing's illegal, the receipt? Really?
Is that weird?
I had never heard of
dumb
that.
Dumb rules, right? Yeah.
It is dumb.
I was like, what? You really can't dumb. Touch the paper? She goes, no, I can't touch the paper because it has an alcohol purchase on it. And I was like, that is so weird. To me, it's weird. Anyway.
Have we fired the Bronco coach yet? Has Peyton Manning taken over yet?
Boy.
We need to do that before Friday.
I'm telling you what, there was so much backlash yesterday.
I know.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, we
yeah.
lost, and we have lost two in a row now, 0-2. Time to can the coach and move on with the Manning boy.
Can the coach.
Yeah, can the coach.
Hashtag get coach, can the coach.
Can the coach and get Peyton Manning in there.
I told you my theory yesterday, and you kind of bought it, but now I guess you're not listening again. But Peyton's too much of a perfectionist. It'll make him crazy. These guys don't play like him and think like him. You can't coach if you're like so... irritated because they're not doing it how you want.
Look, I'm just looking for answers. You know, I don't know if it's a control thing with Peyton and the perfection thing that he goes through. I don't know. I just know that he's the right man for the job. He makes winners. He is a winner.
Yeah.
And right now, we're not winning.
Man,
so we need a winner.
I just can't believe how irritated everybody is about it. I mean, really,
well,
up
Jamie,
in arms.
I got to tell you, when you lose a home game like that and you make dumb mistakes like the Broncos made with all those penalties, and then at the end of the game there, all you got to do is just let the guy roll around on the ground. You don't even have to touch him, and that 1 second goes off the clock and you win the game.
But I don't understand why we're not giving him more credit for being in the game. You know, it wasn't embarrassing. It was.
You didn't see the game. It was pathetic.
I felt like it was good.
They
showed up.
Jamie, the first three quarters were pathetic. It was pathetic. They were not prepared to play. We need to can the coach. Can the coach. We want the Mannings in there.
I think that we all need to calm our asses down, okay?
No, not me.
Okay, I think we all need to take a deep breath. Taylor Swift it, right? You need to calm down and realize we showed up, man. We showed up. Right. We played hard. We did what we did. We made a few mistakes. That's going to happen. It was the first game,
Jamie,
on our home turf. You forget about the altitude. Oh, my God, that altitude will affect you. You have no idea.
Jamie.
What?
You lost at home to Chicago. You know what that tells me? That tells me we're about to be 0-3. You know why? You know what the next game is?
Is it the Raiders or something?
No. Worse. We have to go to Lambeau.
Ooh.
The Green Bay Packers. We got to go.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Yes, now you're getting it. We're 0-3. You know, just chalk it up.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is bad. Tell you somebody else that's having a bad day are these prairie dogs.
Wait, how'd you go from football to prairie dogs?
I'm done with football.
Wait, do they have prairie dogs at the football stadium?
No. Oh. They have them out at that stadium at Dick's Sporting.
Oh, right.
You remember the prairie dog problems? I guess people are outraged because they're going to zap them. They're going to kill the prairie dogs because there's too many of them.
Well, they have the plague.
They got all kinds of crap.
No, they have the plague.
Well, then you got to get rid of them. Why are these people protesting and all upset about it? I don't get that.
Here's what we should do. We should zap them and then make them into fur coats.
Yeah, there you go. No, I just don't understand. If they're a nuisance and they're a health problem.
Because they're an animal.
You got to get rid of them.
Because they have feelings too. I mean.
Then Jamie's got a voles problem.
You're a nuisance, but we're not getting rid of you.
Exactly. Well.
I listened to this. Okay, so you brought that up and I told BJ.
Yeah, you got this. That is her cabin.
I know, but I kind of said don't bring it up on air because then I'm going to be protested. People are going to be down there with signs. You know how it goes.
Well, only if you say you're for it. You can say what's going on down there.
I'm obviously getting it done.
Well, then that'll stop the protest if you say you're not for it. You need to take the animal side. on air, even though you don't feel that way.
But I just hired a company to do it.
Well, you don't have to say that part.
What do I say? Start
you
over.
You have to start over. Okay. We have voles that at your...
All right, so at my cabin, there's these things called voles. And they're a little bigger than a mouse. And what they do is they tunnel under your soil so bad that they make holes in your soil. So when you walk on your soil, your foot goes through the soil. And it's also making my house kind of lopsided, and they're going to shore it up. But the voles are under, you know, whatever, they're undermining the house. So it's getting a little crooked. So what they're going to do is they're going to come out to my property and they're electrocuting the shit out of them.
They get the big electric chair. Yeah. They're going to put these big probes down into the ground and they're going to run current through there. And these things are going to pop out of the ground like, you know, like, what is it? Whack-a-mole?
Yeah. So that's my question. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going to electrocute all these voles, right?
Right.
And all that property. There's a...
Yeah.
But now, is it going to draw in snakes to eat the voles that were electrocuted under the ground?
More than likely.
So am I like messing up the food chain and like bringing in snakes to eat the voles?
Look, you've already ruined this conversation. You know, we had it all set up. Right. You were going to blame the neighbors are going to electrocute your voles, and you are the humane person, animal lover, that you don't want the voles killed, okay?
Right, sorry.
That was the original game plan when we had our show meeting earlier this morning. And now you've come on the air, and you've even acknowledged, by accident, of course, but you've acknowledged that you are the murderer. You are the person.
But how about if I do this? Here's an idea. Watch me spin this.
Jamie's spending money to zap the voles.
Watch me spin this. What I'm going to do is with all the electrocuted voles, I'm going to gather them up. I'm going to take them to a processing company, and I'm going to make fur coats for all the homeless.
Do you have any voles it's going to take to make a fur coat? We're talking about, what, 400 per coat?
I'm just saying. What about that? Look at me turning around.
All right,
there we go.
There we go. Now you're the...
No protesting because I'm taking care of the homeless with vole coats.
Right. Now you are the good guy. That's what you want to do. You want to come out of this sticky situation as the good guy. So, now that you're putting, coats on the homeless.
Because they've been electrocuted and they haven't been poisoned, we can also start... A food truck, vole on a stick.
There you go.
Boom.
Boom. There you go. Now we're feeding people and we're clothing people with the voles.
Oh, my God. That's all you have to do.
That's your
out. As long as you sustain people with an animal, I feel like everybody's happy about it, right?
As long as it goes to a good use.
Every part of it.
And nothing dies in vain.
Right.
That it's not
and
murder.
And what if I start selling Lucky Vole's feet? Like rabbit's foot?
Now I feel like it's a big joke to you. It was so serious. Now,
Lucky Vole feet?
Not so much.
BJ and Jamie
on Alice 105.9.
So this is freaking out a lot of people. I saw this on Facebook yesterday. So another person has died from that brain-eating amoeba.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have a place in Lake Havasu, and somebody died there in Lake Havasu, and it makes you really freak out.
How do you get it?
It goes up your nose and eats your brain.
Is it water?
Yeah, it's in the water.
Contaminated water?
Yeah, so a water park had it in Texas. Somebody got it at a water park in Texas. I think it was in Texas. Yeah, it was. Or nope, I think it was Oklahoma. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And so a water park had stagnant water. They used to think it was stagnant water. Here's what's scary about that girl. She was in a river. So it's a 10-year-old girl from Texas. She's been in a coma, but it was induced. And she succumbed to this amoeba, and she passed away. And she was swimming with her family in a river. Now, here's the only good news I'm going to tell you about Colorado, okay? Because I looked it up all day yesterday, because it's a freaky thing, right? Like, I didn't want to take my son to the stagnant water of Lake Havasu, because we're in a bay. And I was always thinking, oh, my God. You know, like, I don't want him to swim here, but you have to get over it because it doesn't happen that often. But it's mostly warm water, warm water, Texas, Oklahoma, Havasu, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And our rivers and streams are cold.
Okay.
So we have a better chance of never having that happen here. So that's the good part. You know, as
I don't think I'd jump in the Platte. I feel like that's contaminated.
No, not with amoebas.
Nah, I don't know. With all those people that live up and down the trail.
Wait,
I feel like there's some crazy stuff.
I'm on the Platte.
I'm just saying.
I swim in the Platte.
I'd sell that place. I'd move. God. I'd move. I think the Platte got a lot of problems.
The Platte's fine. The Platte.
I don't know. Even the name Platte.
Listen, Platte. Maybe starting down here at DTC, the Platte gets a little iffy. But I think if you're up towards the mountains, the Platte is nice and clean.
Well,
and
maybe up toward the mountains. I'm talking about, you know, at Santa Fe, Mississippi. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, somewhere down the road over there in the old valleys, you know, when you get across the mountains,
right,
where, you know, the Platte continues to run, but I'm talking about downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
You know, that's a nasty looking place.
Well, because the homeless shower in it, or, you know, they
do other things too.
Okay.
Anyway, well, they do.
How do we go from amoebas to poop?
I'm just saying. Well, it's all just bacteria in the water, so.
Yeah, but at least if you get that crypto whatever, you know, that's just a little poop, and you can take an antibiotic. This amoeba goes up your nose and eats your brain. That's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't want that.
No, I know. So they said one of the weird ways, and don't do this, this is over, but you're supposed to like wear a nose plug so it can't go up your nose and eat your brain.
When you go swimming. Yeah, I feel like we're pretty safe here in Colorado, though. I'm with you. The water stays too cold.
Yeah, so you're fine.
So.
But isn't that, I mean, everybody was about that on social media, all the moms of the planet, because that's what we do. Like you men that are husbands and fathers, you guys are like, it'll never happen. But the rest of us that are moms that have swimming children are like, ah!
Yeah, but here you got the green light. Go ahead, jump in a river today.
You're fine.
Yeah.
It's cold.
It won't hurt.
No, it'll just be home.
Well, that sucks. That's sad.
Isn't that awful?
That's terrible.
And I saw the pictures of her. She's such a little happy girl, 10 years old. It's just awful.
Well, it's one of those things, too. I mean, you're going out and you're going to have a good time. And, you know, everybody loves to go swimming. And the next thing you know, you've got this bacteria thing that
eating
away at you. And it just, you know, it happens like overnight.
And how does this not get stopped? I don't understand how we can't find it and like neutralize it or
zap
something.
It.
I know.
Like you would a prairie dog.
Right.
Or a vole.
But you know what I'm saying. It's like just a horrible story.
Yeah.
And everybody on social media yesterday, after she passed away yesterday, everybody's going crazy. So that's why I brought it up.
Tabloid trash. We'll get to that next. Did you see what Netflix did yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Boy, did they score one or what?
Right.
You know, you lost Friends. You lost, what was the other one? The Office, was it? I think it was The Office.
Friends and The Office.
And The Office are the two that went away, right?
Yeah.
So Netflix, and we all know how big Netflix is and the money they make. Well, yesterday they announced they got Seinfeld.
Is that crazy?
They own the rights to all reruns of Seinfeld.
I know, but my friend posted yesterday. He goes, I'm pretty sure I've seen every Seinfeld episode like 3 times. Why would you pay $1 billion for that?
Because it's a whole new generation.
Yeah,
there's so many people coming along that never saw it, and the show was brilliant. If you think The Office, here's the way you have to look at it. Friends was, well, The Office, if you took the three, Seinfeld, Friends, and The Office, in what order would you put those three shows as far as popularity, quality, just overall massive hit?
I'd go.
They were all hits.
Office, Seinfeld, Friends.
See, I'd go the opposite. I'd go Office, definitely third. I'd go Friends second.
Oh, no.
Seinfeld.
Office is first.
No, The Office is third.
No, first.
No. All right, Texnado. Here we go.
I'll fight you.
51059. Put them in the order on Texnado so we can take a look. I'm telling you, it's
Office is number one.
The biggest grossing ever sitcom.
The biggest grossing, it would be Seinfeld.
And the best is Seinfeld.
The most grossing would be Seinfeld because obviously it's much older.
Right.
And through reruns, it's grossed more money because you're also not taking into account how long they've been in reruns. The Office is pretty new in rerun world. So you can't go by money.
Right. But if I'm the CEO, again, my order is Seinfeld, Friends, and then The Office. And yours is what now?
Mine is Office, Seinfeld, Friends is last.
Yeah, I you know what? I might move Friends down to last.
You can't change it.
I can do Seinfeld, Office, and Friends and put them last.
I really was happy with what you chose because it was so wrong.
All right, Texnado at 51059. But here's my point. My point is, all right, let's just say that I'm the CEO, or you're the CEO of Netflix.
Okay.
All right. You're in a negotiation boardroom.
Yeah. I'm going for The Office.
Those shows are thrown in front of you, and you can select what for the franchise of Netflix?
I already told you my answer. Oh, The Office. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to make it more suspenseful than that.
Well, Well, I think I've made it kind of clear because I keep screaming, office, office, office.
We'll be right back.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, here's the deal. We can't be friends.
What do you mean?
All you people. Oh. All right, so Netflix, as you know, spent like $1 billion to buy The Office, right? Not The Office, that's a lie. Seinfeld. They spent $1 billion to buy Seinfeld.
Well, so first he'd been on a roll. Netflix has, in the streaming world, they own it, okay? Because they had Friends and The Office. Well, the contracts ran out. So they lost both of them. And everybody thought Netflix is going to down the tubes, Jamie.
Yeah.
Then they scored.
They got
big.
Seinfeld. So then BJ asked me a question, which I think is, you know, it's a fair question. If you're the executive, you're standing there. Out of the three, how would you put them in order? If you did Friends, Seinfeld, The Office, how would you put them in the order? I picked Office, Seinfeld, Friends.
Of the greatest sitcom ever. And those three are right there somewhere, okay? Right.
And then you picked?
I picked Seinfeld first. I pick Friends second and The Office third.
Everybody picked Friends first.
You guys.
I mean, not everybody, but if I had to go with the majority. By the way, huge response on Textnado 51059. I mean, thousands of them, but the majority is Friends first.
Look, Textnado,
what?
Why do you have to be so stupid?
It's so dumb.
What are you doing?
What did Friends ever give us? What were the catchphrases?
No
Name
way.
One catchphrase of Friends. Name one meme of Friends. That went viral. None.
Well, now, wait a minute. I think Friends had a little bit of success. Now, I'm not saying... That's why I put him second. I think The Office is the weakest.
Dirge. No, The Office is not the weakest.
I think it's the
You're
weakest.
You're the weakest link. Goodbye.
Look, you don't have to get angry over this, Jamie. It's
I
a simple...
About that lady. Remember that lady? The blonde hair and the glasses? Yeah.
This is a simple little survey. You don't have to take it so personal.
Mm. Schmidl, can you think of one catchphrase that came from the Friends?
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh,
how
from
you
Joey.
Doing? Yeah,
Joey.
Joey.
But Wendy does that. Wendy Williams does that now. Now
she
that's
does?
Yeah. Now it's Wendy Williams.
Hey, Schmidl, what order? Being a millennial, what order would you put these three shows in? Seinfeld, Friends, and The Office.
So Seinfeld's for sure number one for me.
There you go.
Then the other two can just kick rocks.
You don't care.
Whoa. No.
Whoa. You don't care about that.
No. Whoa. I don't really. Whoa. Don't watch the other two.
Whoa. Yeah.
Friends was too chicky.
It was so stupid.
It was too chicky.
The percolator or wherever they hang out. What was that called? The perk? Percolator? Perk? Where they hang out? That coffee place?
Yeah, it was in Central Park.
I know, but what was it called? Remember when they did that whole thing, how much an apartment that that they all lived in, it would be like, you would have to rent it for $10,000 a month, and none of them had jobs that would sustain that?
Right.
It was pretty funny.
All right, well.
Anyway, you know what the best comedy, in my opinion, of all time, but it's kind of a niche, is Curb Your Enthusiasm. Funniest TV show of all time is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I don't know about all time.
Oh, of all time. Funniest, that stuff is so wrong. You couldn't do half of it now, again.
No.
What he did, Larry David, some of those jokes, whoo, those would not work.
It's a good show. That was a good show.
It's so funny.
Is it back?
I don't really know.
I thought I saw somewhere where that was back again,
maybe.
That they were redoing it.
And I don't know, maybe it was because my boyfriend was Jewish, and so the Jewish jokes were hilarious for he and I, because we would watch it together, and so that was part of it, but it was so funny.
My favorite, probably of all time, Seinfeld's got to be right there, but I would say I loved, this is going to be like,
oh no,
I loved All in the Family.
I don't really remember it. Was it that old dude and then the lady at the piano?
It's Archie Bunker.
Yeah, I don't really
remember. Yeah, and either.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Really?
Yeah,
it was risque.
Yeah.
It was, and you're talking about being non-PC.
Yeah, I had to go to the basement.
That's one of my favorites.
My sister and I had to play in the basement when All in the Family was on, and we had to go in the basement and play when Kojak was on.
Oh. Kojak?
Yeah, because my dad thought it was too violent for us to watch.
Oh. Yeah, maybe so.
We always had to go down to the basement. Oh, my God. The scary basement. Okay, this is over yet. We'd have those little bouncy balls. You know those bouncy things that have the handle?
Yeah.
And we'd have races around the pool table.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You straddle them.
Yeah, and then you have a handle.
They're hippity hops.
Is that what they're called?
I think they're called hippity hops, aren't they?
That's what we did the whole
time. The big blow up.
While Kojak was on, we had races around the pool table.
Yeah. You had a pool table?
Yeah.
Wow.
It came from my grandma.
Those are fancy.
Oh, yeah. It was super fancy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Hey, I want to read this. I was just talking about how Wendy Williams does the How You Doing. This has gotten really ugly, friends. The whole Wendy Williams thing. Okay. So here's what happened. Wendy Williams. Well, let me digress. Christy Brinkley was supposed to do Dancing with the Stars. Well, she fell down and broke her ankle. Not her ankle. She broke her arm and her shoulder. She threw it out or something like that. Wendy Williams now is saying, oh my God, she's faking it. I saw the video of when she fell down and she's totally faking it. Here's the thing. Wendy Williams says that the 65-year-old supermodel is out of the show because she wanted to make her daughter famous. It says, let's see here, following the bombshell Monday morning announcement that the 65-year-old supermodel is out of the show's 28th season, just hours before it was slated to begin, it was revealed that Brinkley's daughter, Sailor, will be replacing her. During the season 11 premiere of the Wendy Williams show yesterday, Wendy Williams just went after Christy Brinkley and during her Hot Topics thing and says, well, it looked fake as hell to me. This is what Wendy Williams said yesterday.
Really?
She said, I watched the Good Morning America footage showing the model's fall. And let me tell you what I see. I don't see a wrist and a shoulder being fractured, but it was real cute. Here's my thought. Dancing with the Stars called Christy Brinkley. And she said, yes, after she got off the phone, that's when she plotted her scheme. This is all Wendy Williams saying this about Christy Brinkley. In my opinion, I think what Christy did was she signed up for Dancing with the Stars, knowing that she put her daughter, Sailor, in there. In other words, she faked her injury. This is what she's saying.
Ooh.
Now, you know, Sailor is a beautiful girl. She's a Sports Illustrated model, but she's not as big of a deal as, say, Kendall Jenner. In order for girls to get this leg up, it takes more than beauty. You have to have a thing. And that Dancing with the Stars has a lot of eyeballs watching, and Christy really doesn't need that anymore, but Sailor does.
Well, that's a strong allegation, though.
So big,
right? I mean,
right?
From Wendy Williams, I mean, she has no, you know, she's got no dog in this hunt. I mean, I don't understand why she's making these comments and making these accusations toward Christy Brinkley. And do you think she actually faked it? You think that's a possibility?
I haven't seen the video. Hey, Schmidl, can you find the video? They say it's on Good Morning America. And we'll take a look.
Because I've seen no rumor. None.
Not until Wendy Williams came out.
Wendy Williams is the only person saying this. That's what makes me skeptical about it.
She says, look, what do you want to do to make your daughter famous? You get her on Dancing with the Stars where everybody will see her. And you walk around looking sexy. And let's say, I mean, 65 years old, Christy Brinkley looks good on the outside. But friends, she's still going to dance like she's 65 on the inside. And she knew that. Wow.
And I don't think Christy Brinkley's daughter needs Dancing with the Stars.
It said, think about it. Here's how it's going to go. She'll go every week to support her daughter, Sailor. Looking sexy, they'll swing the camera her way. She'll get some camera time, and then Sailor will be dancing, and it's a win-win for the whole family. Dude, she's brutal.
Look, Wendy, just because your family fell apart.
I know.
With that husband of yours out, you know, knocking up other women.
People Magazine reached out to Christy Brinkley, who had heard nothing about that. And then when they said, listen, they're calling you out. Wendy Williams is calling you out, saying you're faking it to try to get your daughter famous. She burst into tears.
Oh, see, that's the way I picture Christy Brinkley.
I know, right?
As a sweetheart and now being accused of this just absolutely is... You know, traumatizing
right?
to her. Oh, that's so sad.
It's so sad.
Wendy's a bully.
She is
Wendy
a bully.
Wendy Williams is a big bully.
It's so mean.
Leave her alone.
What? It's like, and the way she detailed it, like then they'll zoom in on Christy looking pretty because she looks pretty on the outside, but you don't want to see a 65-year-old try to dance.
She sounds jealous.
She does or something.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet, Schmidl?
Not yet.
Okay. Let us know when you watch it and then give us your take on that, okay?
All right.
Rick Ocasek's cause of death was revealed. I guess he had like some scar tissue or something on his heart.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I mean, look.
He had surgery, right?
Yes.
He had had surgery. He was recouping back in his apartment there in New York City. And then his ex just walked in and found him dead.
Yeah.
And they said he was doing well after the surgery.
He died of hypertensive and, oh, dear God, these words. Why do they have to make doctor words so hard? I feel bad for all you physicians.
Just use ticker. When the ticker goes,
yeah,
it's
and it
over.
Had some ticker disease.
He had a ticker problem. Yep.
I just don't know why. I always told this to my ex-husband. Why do you have to know all these Latin terms? Like, just call it, like you say, ticker.
It's a ticker.
Eyeball.
My ticker's bad.
You don't have to call like eyeball your orbit, whatever the hell it is. It's just an eyeball. Right?
Yeah, just put it in layman's terms.
I mean, my God.
So that we can all understand.
They're so mean.
There's certain words you use. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I wonder med school's so hard.
Yeah, I just want you to tell me.
Anyway, do you see this woman that is making $100,000 a year?
Licking stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
That is crazy.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, fine.
It's a bizarre story. All right, well, let's do the story first. Then I got a comment. Okay,
all right. Let me do the story. So this girl's name is Michaela, and she's an Instagram model, an influencer out of Florida, and she has a humongous tongue. Her tongue is 6.5 inches.
Yeah.
How long is this my tongue?
Here, let me measure. Real quick. Here, I got a tape. Hang on 1 second.
I don't think I'm very hung.
Stick it all the way out. Okay. Hang on. You're 3.2.
Oh my God!
3.2 inches. You're half the size of her tongue.
Wow. She's like a yak.
That slobber all over my tape.
Let's see yours.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, yours is wide. That's kind of nice. Yeah. We've never done a wide one. I'm kind of for that. You can't miss. What are we doing? Anyway, her tongue is 6.5 inches long. She gets paid between $900 to $3,000 for each post. Licking food. Yep, she wears a little bathing suit, and then she licks crap like popsicles, candy bars, nothing dirty. She just licks food.
Yeah.
Cheesecake.
This reminds me of something, and you're the one that turned me on to it because of your son, who's 13 years old. But TikTok.
Yeah.
There are so many. This is disturbing in a way. There are so many young girls on TikTok that brag about they're selling their feet pictures. Have you seen this?
No.
They take pictures of their feet.
That's so hot.
And men are buying them. Have you seen this on TikTok?
No.
Go to TikTok and scroll through, and you'll find one. Probably out of the first 30, 40 feet, you'll come across one.
The first 30, 40 feet?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When you flip through the videos, you'll find a young girl on there that will talk about, if you want feet pictures, they're all over the place.
I have to have a talk with my son. Well,
I'm telling you, Jamie, you think I'm kidding.
No.
I'm telling you right now, they're on there. And Shpadil, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. It's disturbing.
What kind of forums are you in TikTok?
I look at TikTok all the time.
Wait, I can't hear you.
I look at...
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
It was working.
It went out again?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We just told our boss it was working.
Yeah, it's not working now. Never mind, Shmadil.
Sit back down.
Yeah, sit back
you
down.
Look at TikTok all the time and you've never seen feet for sale?
Not one time.
I'll post one for you. Well, no, I'll just send it straight to you.
Yeah, just, I don't, yeah. Let's, yeah. Yeah, let's not do that.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
I found this video.
You found the, all right, yeah. Come over here.
Christy Brinkley?
Christy Brinkley, Shmadil found it. Of her falling down.
Good.
By the way, somebody just texted me. Skip just texted me, and he said, "Listen, she broke her arm. She got metal plates and screws in it. She went to surgery."
Who said that?
Skippy.
Skip?
Yeah.
How the hell would he know? Yeah, that's our source this morning, Skip. First of all, his name's Skip. Okay? We're going to skip.
I love you, Skip.
Why don't we just skip on Skip?
Why can't Skip have an opinion?
How does he know?
Maybe he
lives right here in Colorado. Yeah, he works at a building right next door to us. We know as much as he knows.
Because, listen, but he also is a mover and a shaker. He knows people.
He doesn't know Christy Brinkley.
You don't know what Sue Skip knows.
And he knows that she's got plates and screws in her arm. First of all, you don't put plates in an arm.
You might in your wrist. Your wrist, you definitely played it.
Nice try, Skip.
China. You put China on your arm.
All right. So did you see the video?
Oh, I haven't seen it. No.
All right,
no,
have you seen it?
Okay, okay. Sorry.
We just want to see if the fall.
Why are you so mean to my Skip?
Wendy Williams says that the fall doesn't look like it broke an arm. So we're just trying to make our own conclusion here.
She jammed it. It's definitely jammed.
Right.
So when she went down, her arm went up into her shoulder.
Right.
So she
jammed
it. But
you don't see a definitive break.
Well, no.
Right in the video. Well, I'm just saying, Wendy Williams may be on to something. Who are you going to believe, Wendy Williams or Skip? We'll take your poll at 51059 right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Wendy.
Oh, no. I believe Skip. Skip knows people.
Yeah, right.
Wait, doesn't Christie Brinkley, like, live down in Miami? Skip has, like, a second house in Miami.
I thought they live in Boston.
Oh, all right.
I'm sure they've got second and third homes, but I thought she lived.
Why you got to be so mean to my Skip? What? I can hear you, mumbly.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is coming to The Voice. Everybody's super excited about this. Taylor Swift is joining The Voice as a mega mentor. An announcement video. Here is John Legend and Blake Shelton.
I hear we have a mega mentor. But I don't know who it is. I know it's supposed to be a big star.
I think the person's like one of the most successful people in music, but
that's true, but I can't be because I'm a coach.
Yeah, you're already here. So
thanks for saying that, though.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor.
Oh, hey, guys.
Well, hey, Ty.
Yeah, I have no idea. I wonder who... Wait a minute.
So this tells me Taylor Swift is very bored.
Yeah.
And she wants to be more out of the pop world and more actor-y, doing other stuff, TV star. Because why else would you do that? You're so big.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're beyond that.
I know. I think she's trying to get a bigger genre.
Right. You know? And you would think, because if you've ever noticed, movie stars, for example, if you're a really big, hot movie star, you don't do TV shows.
Right.
You don't do a sitcom. You don't do any of that. Because the way they look at it in Hollywood is there's nothing bigger than a movie actor or actress.
Blockbuster movies are it.
Yeah, because people on TV that are in sitcoms, you know, or with the, like, for an example, The Seinfeld, The Office, whatever, they're considered way below the people that are movie people, right?
Right. Here's how it works in the union. If you're AFTRA, if you're an AFTRA member, it's like, that's TV, radio. You're kind of like...
When you
get your SAG card, which is the Screen Actors Guild card, like then you're like, oh, you're somebody.
You're the real deal.
Right, because it's really hard to get that card.
And for Taylor Swift, if you use that same equation in her world with music, she's on the pinnacle.
And she is.
The Voice is just a TV show with a bunch of, karaoke.
But didn't she just do that Cats movie? Aren't we waiting for that to come out? Isn't she in a Cats movie or something?
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is that she is on that level. She's a SAG level. Even in the music world and on movies.
Right.
As far as that goes. So The Voice seems beneath her.
That's why I'm trying to figure out why you think she's doing it.
Yeah, there's no upside. Okay. Maybe that's a better way to say it. There's no upside for her.
Why you guys think she's doing it, huh?
She's bored.
Maybe Skip will give us the answer. I love Skip. I love that he just chimed in. I love you, Skip. All right, anyway. Roseanne Barr talks about her upcoming tour and getting fired. Roseanne Barr is trying to reinvent herself, and we'll see how it goes. She's heading on the tour with stand-up comedian Andrew Dice Clay, number two.
Oh, yeah. We have a couple of dates. We're going to see how it goes. It's exciting because we've known each other for so long, and we've never... Dice talked me into it. He goes, people are wanting to hear what you have to say. I love stand-up comedy, and it's just a blast to be able to go do it. And have backup in the form of another great comic.
And then she also talks about the backlash that she faced with her Ambien tweet.
That's the tweet that got the show canceled.
Have you talked to her since?
No. When somebody
doesn't care. I'm not telling you about what. So let me just set it up. She's talking about the tweet that got her fired was the one that she sent to Sarah Gilbert. That's who he's asking, have you talked to her?
That's the tweet that got the show canceled.
Have you talked to her since?
No. When somebody just doesn't care how their actions affect you, what's there to talk about? It was a perfect storm, kind of a little bit too perfect. And sometimes I think, was this orchestrated?
So what do you think? You think Roseanne can make a comeback? I think she can.
I do too.
Here's why. Because she has an audience. It's hard to keep somebody down when the public wants it. Okay.
Amen.
And Charlie Sheen's that way. Charlie Sheen has an audience. If Charlie Sheen did a sitcom tomorrow, it would be a success. If Roseanne came back to TV, no matter what the past is, she'd be a success because she's good and people like her.
Yeah, I do. I do think she can come back.
I do too. And she's going to do this tour, first of all, with Andrew Dice Clay, which that's really not a comeback because that's just a comedy tour, right? But she says that it's setting her up for the big return.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think she can do it.
Just so you know, Skip hasn't tweeted me or texted me why Taylor Swift is doing The Voice. He hasn't said it.
Well, I'm sure he's calling Taylor right now to get the scoop.
You're such a D. My God. All right, and then finally.
Call my sources.
If you saw like 12 what? Red jets in the air last night or yesterday, do not freak out that we were getting bombed. There were like 12 big red jets, single engine jets. My son told me they were single engines. I don't know if they were. But 12 single engine jets last night. Did you see them flying around?
No.
In a formation?
No.
Bright red?
No.
Well, they're from the Royal Army. And they're
We have a Royal Army?
Not us. They're from over there, over the seas. The Royal Army. There are, you know, our Thunderbirds or whatever?
Yeah.
They're equivalent to that. So they're over here. I don't know what they're doing, but they're flying in patterns. They were doing all kinds of, like, stunts and everything over our skies yesterday.
You're telling me that the Blue Angels of the UK.
Yeah. The red
which
ones.
Are red.
Yeah.
The Red Angels.
Uh-huh.
They're flying over Colorado.
Yes.
No.
Yes. It was crazy. You didn't see the videos?
I don't know. No, I didn't see the videos. Oh, I didn't see anything.
What were you doing? Watching Paw Patrol?
Yes, I was watching that, Monday Night Football, and a little bit of Dancing with the Stars, and Lamar Odom sucks. Lamar Odom is the worst dancer on the planet. But no, I didn't see him.
The video? Do you have the video? Oh, you don't have it. You guys, where have you been?
Jamie,
why do you stare at me like I'm stupid?
Because I feel like part of this story's got to be wrong.
No,
okay.
It's
all right,
not.
Let me go back to what your story
okay.
is. All right. What's equivalent to the Blue Angels here in the U.S.? They're the Red Angels.
Well, they have red. They're called the Red Somethings.
Red Somethings over in the U.K.
There's like 12 of them.
Well, they're off course. And they're over Colorado. And they're flying around in formation.
Yes.
And first of all, you're not even near the UK, so why do you gotta stay in formation? We don't care. Okay?
No, they were doing little tricks. They're like zippity doo da, zippity day.
The Red Arrows.
Yeah. Yeah. Ha ha. See? Who's stupid now?
Oh, that's a fake video. The internet has
they duped me.
They've duped you again. It's not even Colorado. Look how flat that land is, man. They're flying around somewhere over in Saudi Arabia or somewhere.
They're not either. That's here. And by the way, a lot of people called the police and called in because they thought we were being bombed.
Yeah.
So because there was like 12 of them and they were all red and they thought that it was like some kind of Soviet, you know, planes that were going to bomb us. Is that funny?
Yeah,
it's like you would know by the spinoffs and the little zoop-de-doos that these are not, you know, the Soviets trying to bomb us.
Right. I don't like the red planes, though, because they look like they're angry. They look like they're going to bomb you.
Well, blue was taken.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, no, we don't own blue. The
kinda,
world has blue,
but
too.
Blue angels, we kind of own them. That's like, that's our thing.
Well, you could go with, like, Grey Goose.
Grey Goose.
Yeah, you could call it like the gray. I don't know, it's vodka, but you could call it.
Are
like
you gonna start
the gray
just
goose?
Naming colors? Because I'm done. There you go, tabloid trash. I'm out. Then you could call them the Yellow Jackets.
BJ and Jamie
on Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.